You just heard The Swades and Anymore, originally released on the Paris Tower label. I had no idea when. Got off the compilation Total Raunch. Before that, Milton DeLug and his orchestra from 1957 on the Anvil label did Marrakesh. Before that, my dedication to Stephanie Cardone, the girl with the purple feet. Eddie Dano from 1959 on the Vic label. She crushed the grapes. And then we kicked off the set. with Caesar and His Romans and Black Lantern, originally released on the GJM label in 1968. And I got off the compilation Grains of Time. Anyway, thanks to Beat Girl Amy for coming on. It was a good time. And the lounge is up next. My name is Alex, and as always, a pleasure was mine. Take care.
No! as you officially step inside the lounge on your freeform station. WMFO.
Oh, it is another Thursday night in the city here. It is 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston. It is Danny. Stephanie is in studio.
Hey, guys.
You have a beautiful green, would you call that a flower dress that you have on tonight?
It's a sundress.
A
flower dress.
Sunflower.
There isn't any flowers on it.
There's a lot of cleavage, I'll tell you that much.
Hey, you know, what can I say?
Let them all hang
How
on. It's a beautiful
like to
night.
Carry this around all day long.
I'd love it. I need a little extra support, but I'd love it. Staple Singers right there. I'll take you there. June 3rd, 1972, is when they reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100. And Stephanie, tonight, we're going to feature 1972.
And why is that such a special year?
You know what's funny? Because I was having a conversation with our producer, Evan, last night. I was like, wow, you had a great year, 1972. Mm-hmm. And you went,
Some music out of that year and some great people.
Oh, totally.
You just mentioned our own Evan is from that year.
Yeah, born there in 1972. The summer sessions continue here tonight. You're going to do 1972 all night long. And then after 9 o'clock, we have a brand new Stephanie's Vault.
Yay.
I'm excited.
So we've done two so far. This will be the third. And of course, anything that we do in any of our shows, you usually post up. And if you miss them, you can go.
Right online. Podomatic.com. All the shows are up there. So if you want to check out an archive, you can do it. Interact with us, Lounge Radio Show, or call us 855-915-WMFO. Or if you're local, we have a local number, 781-350-3264.
And our good friend Alex is leaving the building.
You two beautiful women in studio tonight, Alex.
He's here every week from 6 to 8.
Awesome
with
show.
The Desperate Hours.
Literally. So
check it out. It's right before us.
Three turntables that go live when he is in the studio. So you'd want to definitely not miss the Desperate Hours. The music is going to continue now. We are going into 1972 on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston.
Western Bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, brandy, you're a fine girl. Can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a
good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain. La 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 la.
MFO Medford.
Welcome, hello.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend. 'Cause I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor, and no one's ever gonna keep me down. Not a novice any longer, 'cause you deepen the conviction in my soul. Yes, I am wise, but it's wisdom born of pain. Yes, I pay the price, but look how much I gained. If I have to, I can face anything at all. I am strong.
.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. Our summer sessions continue here. 1972 doing the Billboard Hot 100 there. Helen, oh my goodness, love that track. You're making fun of me because you're saying that was not the original?
Well, that wasn't the recorded radio edit, but, you know, it still hurts.
That's why I love about you.
Sometimes.
You pick the music. You're like, your ear turned a little bit. So right there, this is pretty cool about Helen, I Am Woman. Okay, it first entered the Billboard Hot 100 at 99 in the issue of the magazine dated June 24th, 1972. Peaked at number 97 2 weeks later, fell off the Hot 100, you following this, re-entered at number 87 2 months later, and finally at the September 16th issue, reached number one later on in December 9th. So a lot of up and down on that one, and just to show the versatility of the music.
I used to have a friend that was a 6'5", goatee, skull cap, wearing a biker dude. That would sing that for karaoke.
Really? Oh, geez, that would have been a show of fun.
It was the funniest thing ever. It really was.
Go ahead. Really sang that at karaoke?
Yeah. Obviously, as a total joke, but yeah.
I'd love to see that. America, a horse with no name. That stayed at number one week on the Billboard Hot 100 the week of April 15th. 1972.
That group also did Sister Golden here.
Yeah.
And the Tin Man. They had quite a few hits, America.
And we kicked off the block. Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Oh, dun. Lord.
What? Looking Glass.
Yes, Looking Glass.
Week of August 26th, 1972. Spent a week up on the charts, and Billboard ranked it the 12th. Biggest song of 1972. And that's what we're doing here tonight. Our summer sessions. So much fun. The year 1972, which is our broadcast producer's birth year, Evan Myers.
Yay.
So great
and I
music.
I've seen on, following the social media that my dear friend, Davey Pupper, said something about 72 or 73. So it is Davey, the year 72. If there's something you want to hear, he give out the number.
Oh, he was actually, by the way, I'm looking at the post right now as we're interacting live. He had posted as far as the number one song from 1972. So thank you, Davey. So the listeners get a little bit of a taste.
Davey knows his music.
Oh, totally. I saw it.
And he's such a great guy. And I'm the president of his fan club.
Are you? See?
Yes, I am.
There we go. You can't go wrong. But he posted a lot of the music, if not all of it, that we're going to get to tonight.
He's a good person. Yep.
And we got our shout-outs, too, so don't you go anywhere.
Shout-outs. Call us up if you're listening, hanging out. Call us up. Let us know where you are. We'd be glad to give you a shout-out.
855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. I just wanted to say
are
that.
Are we broadcasting from Tennessee or something?
Or interact with this lounge radio show. We are doing the summer sessions, number one songs from the Billboard Hot 100, 1972. And this one is going out to you, Stevie Ray.
Oh,
the
no.
Candyman, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
Candyman. Sweet chocolate, chocolate malt, candy, gumdrops, anything you want. You've come to the right man because I'm the candy man.
Ooh. Who can take a sunrise? Sprinkle it with you. Cover it with chocolate and a miracle or two. The candy man.
The candy
man. Ooh, the candy man can. Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
Who can take a rainbow?
Who can take a rainbow?
Wrap it in a sigh.
Wrap it in a sigh.
Soak it in the sun and make a groovy lemon pie. The Candyman.
The Candyman.
The Candyman can. The Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good. The Candyman makes everything he bakes satisfying and delicious.
Now you talk about your childhood wishes. You can even eat the dishes. Oh, who can take tomorrow?
with love and makes the world taste good. Candyman.
The Candyman,
the Candyman can,
the Candyman can,
the Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good,
makes the world taste good.
Yes, the Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good,
makes the world.
WMFO Medford, your home to your freeform station and the lounge with Danny every Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on 91.5 WMFO Medford and WMFO.org.
Sing this one with me. Everybody sings this one. I want to hear everybody join in. When I was a little bitty boy, my grandmother bought me a cute little toy. Silver bells hanging on a string. She said it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, my ding-a-ling. Everybody sing. I wanna play with my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, my ding-a-ling. My ding-a-ling. I wanna play with my ding-a-ling-a-ling. I forgot to tell you, it's a little jerk right there. A little jerk in it right there. Can't do without that jerk. Yeah. When I started grammar school, I used to stop off in the vestibule. Every time that bell would ring, I'd take out
out my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, my ding-a-ling. Everybody sing. I want to play my ding-a-ling-a-ling. My ding-a-ling. My ding-a-ling. I want to play my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Here come that jerk again. Humpty Dumpty on the wall. Humpty had an awful fall when they went to tell the king. Caught him playing with his ding-a-ling. Oh, my ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling. Come on now, everybody sing. My ding-a-ling, oh, my ding-a-ling. I want to play with my ding-a-ling. Oh, yeah. Got something to it. I remember the girl next door. We used to play house on the kitchen floor. I'd be king, she'd be queen. Together we'd play it down. Ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, my. Took me to Sunday school, tried to teach me the golden rule, but every time the choir would sing, catch me playing with my ding-a-ling. Oh, my ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling. I want to play with my ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling. That's right, my ding-a-ling. I want to play with my ding-a-ling. Everybody singing. Everybody joins in on that chorus. This here song, it ain't too sad. Cutest little song you ever had. Those of you who will not sing, you must be playing with your own ding-a-ling. Oh, my ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling.
Oh, yeah. WMFO, yeah. Medford, Boston. We are doing our summer sessions, number one songs from the Billboard Hot 100, 1972. And for the record, I was not playing with my ding-a-ling during that song. Love that one, Chuck Berry. And what's cool about this is a radio station right here in Massachusetts, Boston radio station, WMEX disc jockey, Jim Connors was credited with a gold record for discovering the song and pushing it number one over the airwaves and along the piers in the United States. Billboard ranked it the number 15 song of 1972, and it hit the pop charts on the week of October 2nd of 1972. And we're just having so much fun. Do you want to get to some shout-outs?
Did you tell them with the rest of you? Totally skipped over the Shy Lights.
The Shy Lights, of course.
And you know, I have to say, Danny has a little footnote on this.
And it's you're going to do it.
The Shy Lights. S-H-Y. Like, shy, I'm shy.
It's poor pronounced. So, you?
He does it like the italicized Webster's dictionary.
It's the Italian way of doing things, I'll tell you. Pronunciation.
Shy Lights. C-H-I, youngin', as in Chicago, obviously.
Young blood here. Come on, give me a break.
Eugene Record was the front man. He's
there's a reason
now
I wasn't born in 72.
Yeah, no. You didn't come for, what, another 8 years?
Yeah, 1980, Lord. I know, right?
Well, we kicked off this whole summer, that series of number ones with your
Sammy
birthday.
Davis, Candyman. That was going out to Stevie Ray. He had put it up on Facebook. He's like, I want to hear Candyman. I said,
well,
you have a
he
sweet.
He gives out candy.
He does have a sweet tooth. So that is going out to you. We are going to take a quick public service announcement. When we come back, we will go into more music. It is 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston. Hang on.
If you're a single man under the age of 35, you'd probably like to know what the ladies are looking for on an online dating site. A guy who had a few drinks and later got pulled over for buzz driving. See, that could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. And doesn't a guy who's back living with his parents but calls them my roommates just scream, Mr. Right?
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the...
Now back to more freeform music on 91.5 WMFO Medford and streaming worldwide at WMFO.org.
You got a searching for a heart of gold, and I'm getting old. Keeps me searching for a heart of gold, and I'm getting old. Keep me searching for
Inside Stephanie's Vault, every Thursday night here on The Lounge, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
In a little while from now, if I'm not feeling any less sour, I promise myself to treat myself and visit a nearby town. Climbing to the top, will throw myself off in an effort to make clear to whoever what it's like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch at a church where people are saying, "My God, that's tough, she stood him up." No point in us remaining, we may as well go on as I did on my own, alone again. That only yesterday I was cheerful, bright and gay, looking forward to who wouldn't do the role I was about to play. But as if to knock me down, reality came around, and without so much as a mere touch, cut me into little pieces, leaving me to doubt. Talk about God in His mercy, if He really does exist. Why did He desert me in my hour of need? I truly am indeed alone again, naturally. It seems to me that there are more hearts broken in the world that can't be mended, left unattended. What do we do?
WMFO Medford, Boston. Our summer sessions continue. I know. Number ones from the Billboard Hot 119-72. Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Yeah, he was big in 72. He also had another song called Clear. I'm not really quite sure whether that was exactly 72, but that was another big one for him. Before that, Heart of Gold.
That was a good one.
Been a minor for Heart of Gold. Some clever lyrics there. Neil Young, formerly of Cosby, Stills,
Nash. Yeah.
David Cosby, Stephen Stills, Johnny Nash, and of course Neil.
Spending a week on the Billboard Hot 100, so it was the week of March 18th, 1972.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Kicked it off with Melanie. I got a brand new... I'm going to stop with this, really. This will be the last time I start singing songs, because I'll start singing to my karaoke like you saw her friend sing.
I'm woman, Amy Roar.
Maybe I'll sing Melanie, brand new key, and
brand
shock
new
everyone.
Key. She also had another hit, Lay Down, Candles in the Rain.
Yeah, that song was, that movie in 97, Boogie Nights. Well, that was featured in that movie and scored number one in the Billboard Hot 100s during December 1971, going into January of 1972. And that's exactly what we're doing here. Staying cool in the studio, finally. The AC's blasting. I think we're comfortable, right?
I don't mind the heat. I love this. I could do this every day.
I know. Just come in here and just have so much fun. And everyone that is listening online at WMFO.org, on your iPhones, and of course locally here in Medford, Boston, 91.5. We appreciate it. Who is listening? Who's checking in, Steph?
Oh, Lord. Of course, my sweetheart, my Bella, Roseanne Malarazzo, out in the North End. She's listening. Candace Baptiste and her husband, Nenny. They're listening out in Chelsea. One of my best friends, a sister to me, Maria Lena Fusco, Papa, and now Withrow.
Oh, look at that. Congratulations.
From the Carolinas checking in. And we got your song coming up, sweetheart. And then from Maria Lena, we'll kick it over to Uncle Davey Papa. He's listening all the way out in Sarasota, Florida. Michelle Gal.
Hey, Gal.
And Gal, Michelle Gallarelli out in the North End checking us out. Anthony Lavolo down at Cape Cod. He's from Stoneham, but they're partying down at the Lavolo compound.
Ooh, beautiful sunsets down
West,
there.
Oh. Yeah, West Yarmouth.
Gorgeous.
Sandra Savini, now Robeson. She's checking us out in Revere. And, I don't know. I'm going to kick it over to you. I got so many on this
South
list.
South Dakota's checking in. You got Lonnie. You got Carrie Uletti is in Weymouth. And Maddie is in Waltham. You got Lisa Zambito and the whole crew listening at WMFO.org. And Rosie, where I grew up, Roslindale representing and throwing it over to NYC. You got Otis Lang, how you doing, brother?
Hey, baby. I'm Otis Lang. How you doing, baby?
And also wanted to say shout outs to the Giddy Up, which is on here Fridays from 2 to 4. Let's get nuts! And also the Time Tunnel.
Yes,
Chase Carson.
My brother from another mother.
Every Friday, tomorrow night, 10 to midnight here on WMFO. Great shows.
But I can't overlook my big boy, Dante Serignano, and his wonderful wife, Sandy. Hi, guys.
Hey.
They're checking us out from Ebo, East Boston.
Ebo?
Ebo.
I never heard of that, really. Ebo.
East Boston, yes.
Ebo. Ebo's representing. We are doing summer sessions here. This is so much fun. Number ones from the Billboard Hot 100, 1972. Going to get right into it. And then coming up, we are little over 10 minutes away from Stephanie's vault.
See what I got in the vault tonight.
Oh, you don't want to miss it. This is 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
Song, you sing them out again.
sing them out again. Song sung blue, weeping like a willow. Song sung blue, sleeping on my pillow. Can sing it with a cry in your voice, and before you know it, get to feeling good. You simply got no choice. Subject to the blues now and then. But when you take the blues and make a song, you sing them out again. Song sung blue, weeping like a willow. Song sung blue, sleeping on my pillow. Feeling good, you simply got no choice.
Be your friend.
If you need a friend,
Stephanie's Vault, every Thursday night here on The Lounge, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, and do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? This'll be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned.
WMFO, Medford, Boston.
See them jazz hands?
See what happens? No, that really was... Look at what Danny did. See, this, Stephanie was over talking to me.
And don't blame me.
No. I put the hand on there, but American Pie that is the song. It's so funny because I looked over to you. I'm like, oh, shut the front door.
Oh, my God.
This is live radio. This is what it, hey.
Yes.
When two beautiful people are behind a board, trouble is going to happen. Anyways, Don McLean.
Don McLean, The Day the Music Died. Of course, that is The Day the Music Died is a reference to February 3rd, 1957, faded crash that took down Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and of course, JP, the Big Bopper.
The Big Bopper.
And it's referred to as The Day the Music Died. And, of course, that's what Don was trying to tell us.
And he just needed a Bill Withers. Just needed more people to lean on me, obviously, from the movie. And a lot of people know the rendition of Club Nouveau, that actual song. And that actually was his first and only number one single on both the Soul Singles and Billboard Hot 100 the week of July 8th, 1972. And kicked it off with Neil Diamond song. I said I wasn't going to do it. I wasn't going to do it anymore. Not going to do it anymore.
Give me a coffee.